Hello everyone, it's Melissa Rowe. Today is Tuesday, January 5th, 2016. I'm still getting used to saying 2016, 2016. I want to say 2015, but no, we did not just travel a year in time. Anyway, hope you guys are doing well. What's been going on? Right now, Zappa's in the doghouse because he went into our trash, and he's not allowed to do that. See, there's this app that's been going around lately. It's called iPoly, I believe. A-I and then P-O-L-Y. iPoly Vision. And A-I stands for Artificial Intelligence. And the whole point of the app is what it does is you point it at an object, and it will say what the object is. And it'll say door or walls or whatever. So it says what the object is. And now the interesting thing about this app is it has three ways of describing objects. It has standard, which it just says what it is, like door, wall. It has likelihood, where it could be this, it could be that. And it has fun. And the cool thing is it says, like if it sees a blanket or something, it'll say blanket, could be useful, or oh my god, it's a door. And it says really funny things when you point your camera at something. Now, it's very, very new. It just came out a couple days ago, and unfortunately there are still some things it needs to learn, but it's a great app. I really love it. I did a recording and I posted it to my Twitter timeline. It's quite long, so it won't really fit on Audio Boom. But I took a picture of Zappa's harness hanging on the wall, and it thought that Zappa's harness was a bra. So, I mean, just funny things. You point the camera at it, and it will take a picture of different stuff. And it's iPoly Vision, A-I-P-O-L-Y, Vision. Now, I don't know if anybody on Blind Abilities or anything has heard about it. I had to talk to them about it and see what they think about it. And, yeah. So, I love taking pictures with this app in the fun description because it's funny the way it says stuff. Oh my god, it's this. A chandelier? Amazing! You know, but I don't even have a chandelier. I took a picture of a candle and it thought it was a chandelier. So it's still learning a lot of things. Now, the funny thing is, this morning, I tried taking a picture of Zappa in the crate. Now, he's got a mutt mat down there. And at first, the camera was pointed to the mutt mat, and it said, oh my god, it's pants. It thought that the mutt mat was a pair of pants. And Zappa went, oof, like he was offended, you know? And then I pointed the camera at him in the crate, and it said, oh my god, it's a Labrador. And I had to laugh. I was just laughing so hard. And then I pointed it at him again and it said, why is there a dog? And I love the fun descriptions in this app. It's really cool. So if you can, pick this app up. Still has a lot to learn. But if you have someone sighted who's around, they can point the camera at an object and use the pencil button and actually write a description of the object. So the next time the app sees it, it will tell you what it is, what it really is. So it's still learning. The database will improve over time, but I thought it was really funny. This morning I pointed it at my dog and it goes, oh my god, it's a Labrador. So anyway, I hope all is well. So take care, folks. Wait a minute. There's one more thing I wanted to ask. Who out there uses the Umail app on their phones? If you use the Umail app, can you send me a DM? I want to talk to you about some things I've been noticing about the Umail app that I'm also going to be bringing up to customer support, because there have been things that have happened a lot lately. And if it continues to get worse. I mean, I like using Umail because you can go to the website and listen to your voicemail. You can do like personalized greetings. I really like that idea. I really do. But it would appear that there are some issues that I'm facing, and I've tried reinstalling the app, and I'm still facing a few issues. So if you use Umail, send me a DM and we can talk about it and let me know if you're having any issues, because I'm thinking of contacting customer support and finding out what's going on with that. Anyway, I hope everybody is having a good day. I'm going to skedaddle out of here. For those who are interested in my short story, I did post a reading of it on Periscope. And if you want the link, send me a comment. Let me know, because I saved it on Catch, if you're interested in knowing how my short story went. By the way, I got 25 out of 27 points. And I talk more about it in the video. So, yeah, that really is it now. That's pretty much all I had to share today. Anyway, folks, take care and thank you so much for listening. Hope you all have a fantastic day. And I will talk to you soon. Bye. 3 minutes. Pause recording. Button.